Proverbs 13:19 says, "The desire accomplished is sweet to the soul, but it is abomination to fools to depart from evil." Sometimes a proverb seems a little disconnected, so we have to put some real thought into it, and this is one such proverb. But I believe it is making a contrast between A, the wise man who has goals that are pleasing to God and faithfully accomplishes those God-given goals and desires. That's what results in being sweet to the soul. But then there's B, the fool who is too busy in pursuit of evil things to focus on anything worthwhile and to accomplish the thing, let alone the fact that whatever they desire is not something God desires of them. And that's the fool in the second part of the proverb. So we should clearly see that when our desires are from God, then those desires are wise. And if we are serving God, then we will be enabled by Him to complete that task. That's the real message of the much abused text in Psalm 37:4. How many times you heard this? "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart." Many carnal people think that means that if I desire something, God will give it to me. But that ignores the whole context. Psalm 37:4 tells us that if we delight ourselves in the Lord, then we can be confident that God will give us the desires of our hearts. Why? Because our desires reflect His will for us. If we're delighting ourselves in the Lord, that means we're walking in the light of His Word and allowing His Word to produce the desires that we actually have. The importance of understanding this biblical truth cannot be overstated, especially these days when people are so consumed with self. And once our desires reflect the heart of God, then we will experience what our proverb describes when it says, "The desire accomplished is sweet to the soul." But don't miss another important ingredient here. Not only does your desire need to reflect the heart of God, but your source of power, strength, and perseverance all come from God as well. If you have a desire and decide that you will do it, relying on your own inner strength, know-how, and ingenuity, you will become weary, distracted, and even burned out. Your flame will fizzle, and you will fail to accomplish the desired task or goal. That's what we're to understand when we read texts like Philippians 4:13. "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." Reflect the heart of God with your desires, and then, as you pursue those desires, rely on God's wisdom, His guidance and strength from His Word and His Spirit in you to propel you to the completion of that task. As the Apostle Paul expressed the heart of God for us in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 16, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man." The inner man strengthened by the might of His Spirit and the power of His Word. And as the prophet Zechariah recorded that the Lord said in a vision unto Zerubbabel in Zechariah 4:6, "Then he answered and spake unto him, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." When God is the source of our desire and the power behind our attempt to fulfill that desire, we will not only accomplish that desire, but it will be more fulfilling than just gaining selfish desires by our own efforts, let alone the fact that most of the time such efforts will fail, and in every case will fail to glorify the Lord. As our proverb says, when we do things God's way, the desire accomplished is sweet to the soul.